The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, Positively Healthy, and I am Henry Cuenca sitting in today. I welcome you to my show about passion, inspiration, and compelling lives. The focus of my show is seeking those who hold and live passionate, convincing lives. In many cases, purposes are quietly driven, subtly and unseen, but yet cause significant impact to others and society as a whole. Today's guests have endured and continue to endure significant adversity in their lives. First, a tragic accident transforms our guest from a healthy, productive family man to a quadriplegic. More recently, his wife is diagnosed with Goods syndrome, a syndrome only identified with 100 cases in the entire world. But despite these enormous setbacks, they formed an organization with others who have similar inflictions. In fact, our third guest is mother of her young son, Derek, who at the age of 3 was diagnosed with a brain tumor that has subsequently led to also be a quadriplegic. Good morning and welcome to our show, Rob, Lisa, and Becky. Welcome.
Thanks, Henry.
I honestly feel so fortunate to have you on my guest. I know that your lives have been very difficult. You faced enormous challenges and have endured to step up and make something of your lives for yourself, your families, but others as well. And Rob and Lisa, I'd first of all like to speak to you and have you share a little bit about your lives, how long you've been married, number of children you have, and where you originally are from.
First of all, I'd like to thank you, Henry, for having us on your show and the opportunity to share our story with you and with everyone out there. Our story began, Lisa and I went to school at Chico State. We met right at the end towards graduation. We didn't get the opportunity to express or to tell where we were from, and it ended up we met in a restaurant back in our hometown, and we ended up living about 15 miles away from one another. And 2 years later, we were married and started our lives. We moved to Reading in 1990. We had our first child in 1994 and our second in 1997. Both are in high school currently. One is a senior and one is a freshman.
And Lisa, what could you add to that?
Well, you pretty much said it all. It was kind of ironic that we had been at Chico the same years. We'd had one class together, but never really got to know each other. And it was just he was lived in Danville, and I lived in Pleasanton, and we just happened to be, I was walking out of a restaurant and he was walking in, and kind of bumped into each other and didn't, you know, really realize that we had met, but never talked about where we were from. And
my guess is there was some chemistry already at work.
Yeah, probably a little bit. Although it took him a long time to call me after I gave him my phone number. But
and both of you were going to physical therapy school, isn't that correct?
We had gotten our degree in exercise physiology, so we were both heading in the direction of physical therapy, but Rob had become a certified athletic trainer while he was at Chico State, so he was really pursuing that direction as well as physical therapy.
Right. Well, both of you look like you're in excellent shape, so I guess your early training has stuck with you for over the years. Decky Jellison? You're from the Reading area, but you're currently up in Yreka, isn't that correct? Could you tell us a little bit about your life?
um, Yeah, I was actually raised in McLeod.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and right now, well, when I moved to Reading after I met my husband, I'm in 95.
Uh-huh.
And right now, our house is being remodeled through the Roses for Hope organization.
Uh-huh.
They're helping make it wheelchair accessible for my son.
Uh-huh.
And we are currently staying up in Wairika at my parents' home while this is being done.
And I understand that the reason your husband married you was because your name started with a D. Is that right?
No. It's just silly. It's like three generations on his side, all D's.
All D's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're
it's
a D, and your two boys are D's,
yes.
Right? We have Derek
and Dustin.
Wow, that's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ducky, what brought you from McLeod to Reading?
My hubby.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
And you also were studying nursing, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I it's kind of ironic. I wanted to be a nurse, you know, all my life. I wanted to be a nurse, and I was heading that direction, and some things happened. And I was actually in the LVN program, and just some issues happened. I had to step out, and with, you know, hopes that I would be returning, but then met my husband-to-be and fell in love and moved on a different direction in my life.
So now you're a big city girl from McLeod, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then in 97, Derek was born.
Okay. Okay, we're going to have to take our first break here, so we'll be right back. And this is KCNR 1460 AM Shasta Radio, the home of Free Fire Media.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has two experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Rayleigh's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show by Dr. Trudy Pratt Show. And I'm Henry Cuenca, sitting in today, and I'm interviewing guests who have met significant adversity in their life. And I was about to ask Rob and Lisa, before the tragic accident, I wonder if you could kind of just give us a general sense as to how things were going before the accident, in terms of just overall business and family and those kinds of things.
Things were going great. It was a really blessed time in our life. I had some adversity in my childhood, and you know, when I met Rob and when we married and we were starting our life in Reading, and we had good jobs, and we were, you know, Rob and I had kind of, you know, had goals and had ideas of how our life was going to be, and of course, you know, having our children, and Rob starting a business, and Rob worked hard as an athletic trainer out at Simpson College, and I was, you know, really happy in the job I had. And at that period of our life, it was actually it was a very wonderful time in our life.
And how old were the children during this time?
Well, they were young. They were, you know, that's the best time of your life when you're, you know, you have your kids and they're little, and you know, the kids were 5 and 8 at the time of the accident. So mm-hmm. prior to that, you know, they were young. We were doing, you know, lots of things as a family, and you know, it was
we were a very active family and very physically fit, and involved our kids in getting them down to the river trail. I started the kids out coaching them in soccer when they were both 4. And that was, I played soccer through my high school career, and it was very important to me to get them in soccer. And I wanted to really participate in their lives, be involved in their lives. So at that young age, I started playing soccer with them. And as I said, Lisa and I competed in races in the area, and just really got our kids involved in physical activity, and that was a huge part of our life.
Mm-hmm. Had you started your businesses yet?
We had started one of our businesses. A partner and I opened Shasta Physical Therapy back in 1994.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have to make a comment. Of course, our listeners can't see us. That's good in some sense. They can't see me. But I don't know whether I've ever really seen such a wholesome, healthy-looking couple of folks. You folks have to continuously eat the right kinds of things and do the right kinds of exercise and have a good sense of things, because you look very, 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 very healthy.
We try. I mean, it's being in the fields that we're in, and being exposed to everything that we've learned in school, we've learned how to eat right, how to exercise right, and we've emphasized that on our kids, and they've taken over the same as us, and it's pretty amazing to have 2 kids that are so healthy and taking care of themselves as well, but it's a huge part of our life.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a joke, though, that Rob and I say, we wish we felt as good inside as we look on the outside.
Because it well, there, be you, kind you gotta of start dis- somewhere, you know. Lisa, you have a very rare condition called Goods syndrome.
Correct.
And that was diagnosed here in Reading by an oncologist. Probably like most of our listeners, had not heard of Goods syndrome. Could you tell us about that?
Very few people have heard of Goods syndrome because it is so rare. In one article, there's 100 documented cases. In another, there's 150. But it's basically an autoimmune disease that comes along with when you have a thymoma, which I was diagnosed with back in 2008, and I had to have surgery to have that removed. And it only goes along with people who have thymomas or who have had them removed. Mm-hmm. And it is a little bit frustrating just because so little is known about it.
What are the manifestations or the symptoms?
Well, I was getting very sick, and I had a lot of illnesses, and one right after the other. And finally, after running a really in-depth blood workup, they found out that, basically my whole immune system was wiped out. I mean, I had no white blood cells, And so it attacks, you know, your immune system.
I have another final question to ask you about that, but we do need to take another break. And again, this is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Redding restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Redding to find our website.
Hi, this is Doug with Gold Leaf Nursery. Fall is the best time of the year to plant shrubs and trees. The nights are cooler, the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and the plants get a good start. And starting Friday, September 16th, our big fall sale begins. So mark this date on your calendar because it only goes through the end of September. Take advantage of our fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 5-gallon through 24-inch box trees, 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, trees, and ground covers. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrub trees, perennials, and ground covers. We have roses in bud and bloom, crepe myrtles, verbena, and lantana, just busting with color. We have a tasty selection of fruit trees, grapes, and berries, all on sale. Sale starts Friday, September 16th through October 2nd. We also have all your fall vegetables and fall color in stock right now. We're located at 6186 Cherim Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Redding. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Welcome back to the Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, and I'm interviewing our guests. And Lisa, I was about to ask you before the break, what is the forecast for this syndrome?
Well, because so little is known about it, you know, it's hard for them to give a forecast. I currently have to undergo IVIG infusions once a month. I started off needing Neupogen injections twice a week. And because of those, it has helped, you know, boost my immune system. So, you know, luckily we have things available nowadays that, you know, that can help, but they don't know the long-term outcome, because you are more susceptible to getting, you know, different kinds of infections that, you know, are harder to fight off when you have a compromised immune system.
Right. Difficult situation. Before we get into, you know, the accident, I want to ask Decky. She has, her and her husband have had a, probably the worst thing that most parents would ever think of, and that's your son, Derek, having a brain tumor at age 3.
Yeah. Yep, it's not something, you know, I would wish for anyone's child, but you always think, why couldn't it have been me, you know? You know, he was born, you know, healthy as our first child, and, you know, he walked and, you know, ran and
was normal,
yeah. Ornery little two-year-old, you know, and but... You know, there was just something in the back of my mind that just something wasn't right. And he started preschool, and he would fall. And, you know, I'm young mom, new mom, and I'd take him to the doctor, and they'd say, well, he's a toddler. They fall. You know, it's normal. You know, they just thought I was, you know, overreacting.
Right.
And then it just was to the point where, we were actually out of town. We were in a family reunion, and he would have these, like, he'd be playing, and then his head would go over to his shoulder, and he'd just start screaming in pain, and he'd fall.
And he was how old at this time?
He was 4.
So it was a year later.
Well, he was in preschool. It was the end of preschool when he was diagnosed. He was just starting kindergarten. Mm-hmm. After this happened, we took him for MRI, and they said the tumor started at his brainstem, and it was all the way down his spine to T5. Oh. It's a low-grade ganglioglioma. Mm-hmm. And they said it's inoperable. So they did radiation. He had 6 weeks of daily radiation where they'd have to put him to sleep, with anesthesia because he couldn't move mm-hmm. during the radiation treatments. But that helped.
How did he endure all of this? I'm being such a young life, you know.
Kids are so resilient. He's amazing. Even today, he's an amazing 13-year-old. You know, mm-hmm. he's a strong little boy.
So has he continued his education?
Yes, he's in the 8th grade. Mm-hmm. Right now, he's on independent study. He'll mm-hmm. be at Sequoia Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
And then going
on. How
does
he do in school?
Great. Yeah, last year, 3.5 was his GPA.
Wow.
Yeah, special accommodations.
That's got to make you and your husband feel pretty darn good.
Yes, we are proud of him.
Very proud.
Yeah, he's a great kid, and very caring.
Uh-huh. Picked that up from his parents, I'm sure.
Oh,
definitely.
he's a great boy.
And you have another son.
Yes,
younger.
Dustin. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's 10.
Is he kind of a caretaker for his brother?
He loves his brother.
Oh, isn't that
yes.
wonderful?
He goes above and beyond for him.
Uh-huh. So yeah. What is the, how would you characterize Derek's entire situation right now in terms of, his mental health, his physical health, as to how it might be in the future?
He's a perseverer. He fights with working with physical therapy and occupational therapy. Just daily exercises.
Mm-hmm. So he does exercise. Huh?
Well, no, we help with his range of motion. He can't move his arms very well.
Mm-hmm. He's quadriplegic.
Yeah. He's C1 through C4. And the reason that occurred is in 2009, from having radiation, when he was 4, it caused swelling in mm-hmm. the C-spine. Because, like I said, the tumor was down to T5, and it shrunk up into the C4. So the radiation
wonderful.
Did its job.
Yeah, right.
But there was so much scar tissue and swelling that in 2009... He was losing balance again, and an MRI showed, pressure in his C-spine, and they said, this has to be removed. He's just not going to wake up one day.
Oh, boy.
And we had a choice, they said within 3 years. So the surgery was performed, and, mm-hmm.
Was that done here in Reading?
That was in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, due to nerves being cut into it's interesting because like he has some peripheral regeneration. It's like he'll say I feel this, or he'll mm-hmm. he'll tell me things, and so we just aren't going to give up hope.
Of course,
and he has his young age on his side here.
Mm-hmm.
Youth.
Right.
So
well that's wonderful. We want to get into the accident, Rob and Lisa, but we need to take our break right now, so we're going to hold that off. And again, this is KCNR 1460, Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Welcome back to the Dr. Trudy Pratt Show, Positively Healthy. And I'm Henry Cuenca, interviewing some Rob and Lisa at this moment. And Rob, we want to hear about your accident. We know that this was a life-changing event. And so could you both just tell us about this?
Sure. The day started off great. We were in Tahoe. We were doing went up there for a family vacation skiing. Then we left Tahoe and were driving down I-5 outside of Willows. 1 minute we were on the road. The next minute we were rolling 300 yards end over end and ended up back on all four wheels. I was knocked unconscious very early in the accident.
You were driving the car.
I was driving the car. Mm-hmm. My children were in the back seats, and Lisa was in the seat, passenger seat next to me. Mm-hmm. We came, after the roll, we came and landed on all fours, and the next thing I remembered was just Lisa yelling and screaming at me to wake me up. Following that, I spent 6 weeks at Enloe Hospital. On several occasions, the doctors came out and said there's nothing more that they could do for me, and basically, you know, thought that was it. But I seemed to, by the grace of God, persevered, came out of that. 6 weeks later, I was transferred down to Santa Clara Valley Medical Center, where I spent the next 4.5 months on a ventilator. I had a feeding tube in my nose. I had 3 chest tubes in me that were draining fluid out of my lungs. I had no bowel or bladder control. I couldn't move from the neck down and couldn't speak. My only way of communicating was blinking my eyes or popping my lips together and just making a clicking noise.
Mm-hmm. It sounds as if you were really conscious through the whole accident.
I was, like I said, Henry, I was knocked out right away.
Oh, you were knocked
so
out
I
right
was,
away.
The uh-huh. only thing that I remember was Lisa, and she could probably interject and tell you more about that, because mm-hmm. the whole time I was in Enloe Hospital, I was incoherent.
No. Yeah, I wasn't unconscious, so I do remember the whole thing, and just, just devastating, because, knowing immediately, thinking that Rob wasn't alive, and then but when he woke up and saying he said he couldn't move, and I had gotten the children up to the side of the road and people had pulled over.
Were the boys okay?
We have a boy and a girl. Thank God they were fine. They were that part of the car was protected. The roof crush in the where Rob was way more than it was over 10 inches. And I had roof crush, but I always rode with my seat reclined back. So, but then, yeah, once we got to Enloe, Rob doesn't remember the 6 weeks at Enloe. You know, I remember everything, and it was a nightmare because unfortunately Rob didn't have a normal recovery. He had every complication that you could have, and a couple different times, doctors gathered the family and told us that Rob wasn't going to make it. And, you know, that something like that is just, but Rob, you know, and the doctors didn't understand how he made it. But I knew with his, you know, who Rob had been, and because of his physical strength and taking care, so he had taken so well care of himself that, you know, he was going to fight everything he could.
What a tragic event. In just one second, our lives could just be just completely taken off track. Mm-hmm. I don't want to belabor on the accident, mm-hmm. but you've made a not only remarkable recovery, but you've gone beyond in your life by creating a foundation that helps others that have had similar type of situations. Rob, we have a caller on line one, and I'm going to take this call. And is our caller there? Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I had a question for Rob. As a physical therapist, Rob, you have worked with lots of people who are suffering from depression over their injuries, and physical therapists are always trying to motivate and inspire as well as provide physical therapy. How did your training as a physical therapist affect your recovery psychologically, and has it changed the way you work with your patients?
I was always a motivated, driven individual, and I just took it on, my accident on, as a challenge. And being a therapist, I kind of knew what was ahead for me. So I just, as I said, I just took it on as a challenge and wasn't going to let it beat me. The doctor said I'd never be able to do this, or this again. I defied all those odds and have made huge recoveries compared to what they thought that I was going to make. As far as my compassion towards my patients, I've always been a compassionate, caring individual that's always put their needs first. But I think it helps them to see me and what I have achieved to help them achieve their goals.
Thank you, Rob.
I have to say, before I hang up, that Rob, you provided physical therapy for my husband, and sometimes I would go in and sit. And the whole place is like a party atmosphere. It made me kind of sad that I didn't have something that I needed physical therapy to play.
Did you serve wine?
Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. A great attitude. Lisa, your life as a wife and a mom and a came to a sudden change. What was the biggest challenge that you faced once you realized that Rob was essentially going to be okay?
The biggest challenge, well, in the beginning, you know, having Rob in the hospital that long was trying to be there for him and trying to be there for my kids. When I was at the hospital all week with Rob, I was missing my kids. And when I was at home with my kids, I was missing Rob. So initially, it was an extremely hard thing to balance. I knew that I wanted our life to continue and to not let this define us and show our kids that
even if something bad happens, that you continue to persevere. So I tried my best to keep their lives, keep everybody's lives as normal as possible.
We're going to take our break right now. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta, Redding, the home of Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Redding restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Redding to find our website.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Redding Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Redding Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Welcome back to the Dr. Trudy Pratt Show. I'm going to ask our guests, all three of them, as they have endured just remarkable tragedy, I'm going to ask, you no doubt had enormous medical challenges that equate to loss of income in your business. You had insurance. I don't know whether insurance covered all these things, but there had to have been some inspiration as a result of these experiences that you had that led to the creation of your foundation, which we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about. But could you tell us about some of the financial challenges that all three of you may have had following these tragedies with Derek and your accident?
Just the financial burden as well as the emotional burden when you go through something like this is huge. Fortunately enough, we were in a position we were able to take on some of that, but for other individuals that we saw, they weren't able to do that, and that's one of the big reasons that we started the Roses for Hope organization, was to help support emotionally as well as financially and help with those burdens that are placed on individuals as far as being able to purchase a wheelchair, purchase ramps, purchase bathing supplies which are not covered by insurance companies, purchasing exercise equipment, anything to help make their individuals' lives better that are truly necessities to get through something like this. And then unfortunately, a lot of insurance companies don't cover.
Yeah, it's, you know, and it's about quality of life. And, you know, Rob and I felt blessed early on that we had knowledge because we were in the field and we had connections, and we had, we had resources, but it's, we saw that most people didn't, and on top of that, they weren't given a lot of hope a lot of times, and that was our concern too, that they were going to go home feeling hopeless on top of not having of what they needed, to at least have some kind of quality of life.
So, Decky, your situation with your son, from a financial point of view, did you have challenges?
Because he's a child, we really didn't have, we have our insurance, and it's weird how the children are different than the adults. This
sure.
So far very fortunate, but he's going to be 18. He will be an adult.
God bless him.
But what Decky isn't saying, though, is that she most of the time hasn't been able to, find a night nurse that can come in and, relieve her and take care of Derek through the night. He's on a ventilator, so, that's extremely important. So Decky's not telling you that she's, someone, that has, is maybe up 24 hours a day at times because there's not enough, therapist, or she can't get a therapist to come in and relieve her, and the fact that they didn't have an accessible home. Derek wasn't able to get into their home. He had to stay in a room that wasn't connected to the house and didn't have air conditioning, and those were the things that Rob and I just we wanted to be able to help with. It was just placed on our hearts that it's already such a difficult situation that if you can just do something to help make it better, it makes a difference.
God, thank you for sharing that insight to us. Maybe that intuitive wanting to always be a nurse was.
Yeah, I always say God has a sense of humor,
because she's definitely a full-time nurse now.
Sure sounds that way. Decky, can you tell us of the construction that's going on to accommodate your son more effectively?
Oh, wow. They pretty much are turning our garage, and they've turned our garage into his bedroom, and just made more room. He hasn't been in our house for 2 years. We have a adjacent mother-in-law apartment that he's been staying in, and with this community is pulling together, and the Roses for Hope organization has just been wonderful helping us. And
Rob, Lisa, what was the inspiration for the creation of Roses for Hope? First of all, maybe we better define Roses for Hope. So tell us about your organization that you formed and founded.
The Roses for Hope organization is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that helps individuals who have had spinal cord injuries or any other disabling neurological condition, brain injuries, Parkinson's, strokes, MS. There's all kinds of people that can qualify to fill out an application and, ask for something that they need, whether it be, a piece of medical equipment or a gym membership that they want paid for, or, even a luxury item, which isn't really a luxury item, but a piece of exercise equipment that, say, for somebody with a spinal cord injury or a brain injury, if they have an exercise bike at home that they use every day, that cuts down on all the complications that go along with all these diseases, such as, pneumonia, bed sores, numerous things.
Lisa, you have tremendous amount of compassion in your voice, and feel that we're just so blessed to have you folks here doing the things you're doing. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back. And this is KCNR 1460 Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Henry Cuenca, and I'm interviewing Rob and Lisa Rose and Decky Jellison. And Rob, I was about to ask you before our break, just specifically, what were the kernels of inspiration that you endured to form your organizations?
I think the biggest thing, Henry, is that when I was in the hospital down in Santa Clara, we saw how people, Lisa mentioned earlier, were given no hope, given no direction, and they were basically just told to go home and this is how life was going to be and to make the best of it. That wasn't good enough for us. And in 2005, we opened the Rose Center for Rehabilitation, Hope, and Wellness. Lisa and I were the founders. Currently, we're no longer owners. But we are working there. But we wanted to create a facility that gave people hope. At any given time, you can go into the Rose Center and in their gym, it's amazing. There's individuals in wheelchairs. There's post-stroke individuals. There's people fighting MS. And then someone that has an ankle sprain, an athlete who pulled a muscle. It's just a huge diversity of individuals. But written on the floor as soon as you walk into the gym in big letters is the word hope. And that's what we want to give each individual that walks through those doors is hope, that there's always options, things can get better as long as you don't give up and that you continue to go on. In 2006, Lisa and I formed the Roses for Hope organization, and Lisa spoke about that earlier. We wanted to provide that next step that provided financial aid or emotional support that we could give to individuals that were going through the same situation as we did. And every year we have our annual fundraiser called the Walk and Roll, which is held down on the river trail by the boat ramp. It's usually held at the end of May, which, is, as I said, is our major fundraiser. But it gives people the opportunity, the caregivers, family members, individuals in wheelchairs, individuals in walkers, to get out and experience the beauty of the river trail, but also to bring camaraderie and bring everyone together. And it's just an amazing event, and it's a great thing.
Yeah, I mean, I there's a story that I'll try to tell real quickly that kind of we had been thinking about, you know, wanting to form this nonprofit, and they had run an article on us early on when Rob got home, and he was working hard at physical therapy and regaining a lot, and this mom like me called me and said, you know, how did you? She said, my husband had the same, you know, he had an accident and he has the same injury, but you know, he's in a hospital bed in my living room, and I don't know, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know how. I want him to have therapy and be able to get better. And I went to her house and I met her, and I mean, it was just such a heartbreaking story. It could have been us, but they didn't have, you know, they didn't have the education and the resources, and they really didn't know where to turn. And I just I just remember saying to Rob, we have to be able to do something. People can't, you know, people can't live like that. And, you know, and unfortunately, we met her too late because her husband passed away. And there's just something inside you that when something happens to you and you know what it feels like to want the best for the person you love. You want to share that with other people, or you at least want to be there emotionally for them, because you know that, you know, it's a small group that can really relate to what you're going through.
Just very inspirational. Decky, you had said, you had made a comment to me earlier, kind of your mission statement, personal, is never give up. It will get better. And knowing that you're not alone. Undoubtedly, your mission, your personal mission statement, really collaborates what Lisa and Rob are talking about. Yeah. In forming this organization to inspire others. Was that what drew you to them?
You know, I didn't want to accept, you know, just what they were telling me, you know, okay, he's a child, so he has to go to a certain therapy. And, you know, we had insurance, so I decided, you know, I want the best for him. I want to go and do multiple things for him. And so I walked into the Rose Center, and so he went to the Rose Center first for like 50 visits until the insurance would no longer pay anymore.
Derek.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met Rob and Lisa.
I would assume that Rob and Derek have kind of bonded.
We've got a huge bond.
Yeah.
He's my little buddy.
Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. And undoubtedly a role model. I think that all of you here are role models and inspiration for all of us. And I don't think that I've captured as succinctly. The whole purpose of the show is to have people come in and share their inspiration.
If I could just share one more
all of us. Sure.
Thing, Henry, I don't mean to cut you off, but anybody that's looking for assistance that has a neurological condition, you can go to our website, therosesforhope.org, and fill out an application and get it into us.
Well, this is the end of our show, and if you'd like to send me an email to make any comments or questions, or you have a compelling story yourself that you would like to share, you can email me at hrc8@aol.com. Have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This